ഓം അജ്ഞാനത്തിമിരാന്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുഹോന്മേലിതം ജേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ. നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേഷ്ഠായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ. നമസ്തേ സാരസ്വതേ ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷശൂന്യവാദീ പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ വാഞ്ചാകൽപ്പതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യ ഏവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. ജയ ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. ടുഡേ വി വിൽ ഡിസ്കസ് ഓൺ ദ ടോപ്പിക്. When we offer anything to God, we only stand to gain. I was raising this point in one of the previous talks. Sometimes we wonder that if I rise early in the morning and do all this chanting and hearing and all these programs, is it not a waste of time? What about my studies? What about my career? You see, whatever time you invest for God in this morning program should always be considered an investment. It is not a waste of time. Think about your other friends who are going to movies, who are going to parties, who have to hunt after women, and people who are going for smoking, drinking. Where are they getting the time from? And all that time that you would have otherwise spent is saved now. And that is the time you are using for God's service. So you are not losing your time. You are actually losing your worry time. You are only replacing the wasteful time into a productive time. For instance, there is a story of a jamindar, a landlord, who called a man to cut some trees for him. He gave him a saw. First day he cut one tree, second day two trees, third day three trees. And fourth day, the woodcutter, he couldn't cut more than one tree. He came back and admitted, "Sorry sir, today I couldn't do much work." So the jamindar asked him, "Why, have you been lazy today?" He said, "Sir, I exerted more than the previous 3 days." And then the jamindar found the problem was the saw had become blunt and had become heated up. And this is the problem with all of us also. So sometimes you find the computer, due to excessive use, becomes heated up. And the result is it hangs. Similarly, our brain also gets heated up because of too much of anxiety, too much of worry, too many plan-making business. And then mind is looking for some relief. Mind is looking for some alternative type of engagement. So what do you do when mind gets heated up? You go to the mandir. Mandir is a place where man ka shodhan hota hai and man ko shanti prapta hota hai. Where the mind gets peace and joy, that is the temple. So in this way, our body is also a machine. Yantra rudhani mayaya. Krishna says that. And a machine can get heated up by friction. Then you should put some oil, coolant, to cool it down. And the morning program is for cooling down our whole system. When we come in front of God, we bow down to Him. We develop all good qualities by bowing down in front of Him, by chanting His names, by glorifying His names, hearing katha about Him, clasping hands and dancing together with devotees. So sometimes in a very big company, they hold seminars on stress management, where all the big managers with their coat, suit, boot, tie and everything, they are told, run from this side to that side, touch that wall, run back and touch this wall, and do it 10 times. And whoever amongst you comes first, he'll be given a reward, prize. Then all the managers run. Why? Because the stress management experts say, we want to make these managers become like children. Because right now their heads are heated up now. They have to relax now. So they have to jerk their body, they have to run hither and thither like small babies, like children. Then the stress will be relaxed. So these kind of seminars and workshops are conducted in companies. But all of you devotees, you are doing it in a more meaningful way by coming together in a circle and dancing in front of God. And in this way your stress is relieved, your joy is increased, and your mind is cleared, and you attain better concentration. And the time is well spent because it takes you one step closer to Krishna. You will find in our shastras always, anyone who gave to Krishna never lost anything, they only gained. For instance, you will see, we have only two hands with which we can give something to God. But Krishna shows Vishwarupa Darshan. If he wants to give us, he can give with millions of hands, and we may not be able to receive also. Is it not true? He can give unlimitedly back to us. And like we are giving bhoga, food to God, keeping in front of him, offering and bowing down. Do you think God will give back the food to us without anything in return? So we offer the food with love to him. He gives the food back with his kripa to us. Just like on a birthday, you give somebody a tiffin box in which you put some chocolates and you give it to them. They will happily accept it and open it and say, oh, this is the chocolates I like the most. So they will receive it. Do you think they'll give an empty box back to you? Naturally, they will give it back, filling it up with something like a carrot halwa, something which you may like very much, to give you back. Similarly, we give God, Krishna, with love. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. He says, you offer me with love and I will give you back kripa. He says. There was one fruit vendor lady who came to Vrindavan with a basket of fruits, and he was loudly calling out, anybody wants fruits? In those days there was barter system where you give some one commodity and you receive another commodity in return. So Krishna, as a small baby in the Nanda Bhavan, he picked up some rice in his hands, and with his tender hands he brought that rice and came running as a small baby. By the time he reached her outside his door, most of the rice particles had fallen away from his tender hands, which were like flowers. And she saw some 3-4 particles of rice in his hand. And he very happily, she accepted it. And in turn, she filled up his hands with fruits. And he could not even carry so many fruits she gave. Everything in her basket she emptied without any expectation in return from Krishna. This is called love. Selfless love means you do service with love, without any anticipation in return. And you will see that picture in our Krishna book. And she had a big beaming smile on her face. Look at this tender child, Krishna, how beautiful he looks. So very happily, lovingly she gave it. And then when Krishna ran inside the house, she was about to lift her basket, which became very heavy. And she looked into the basket. The basket was filled with gold and silver and diamond and rubies and pearls and coral and whatnot. In this way, Krishna, if you give him few fruits, which may cost a few rupees, in turn he filled up her basket with so much. So that is why when we happily, lovingly offer God anything, we get abundantly in return. And you all saw the video clip of Sudama and Krishna. And this pastime is well known in India. Sudama went and gave Krishna some chipped rice. And in return, what Krishna gave him? He gave him a huge palace with hundreds of servants and servant maids and everything. So, in this way, we can give innumerable examples on how, when we open our heart and offer our heart to Krishna by spending some time for him, offering him something out of love, then Krishna always reciprocates with his devotee. One time, you see, when Krishna was 11 years or so, he left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura. And while on his way to Mathura, while entering Mathura, he, along with Balaram and other cowherd boys, so they all were entering Mathura. While on the road in Mathura, Krishna and Balaram were witnessed by all people of Mathura from the top of the roofs, people were happily watching this beautiful lords, Krishna and Balaram. And at that time, one old lady with a hunchback, Kubdi, she was walking, carrying something in her hand. And Krishna commented about her to Balaram and other covered boys. Oh, tall and young and beautiful looking lady. He exactly said the opposite. She was not tall, she was short, and she was not beautiful. She was very ugly and very old also. But Krishna was just joking. Oh, tall and beautiful lady, where are you going? She said, I am carrying this chandan, sandalwood pulp to be given to Kamsa, King Kamsa, she said. And Krishna told her, you see, if you offer this sandalwood to me and Balaram, your life will become fortunate, he told her. And she immediately became very attracted by these two lords, Krishna and Balaram. She brought the chandan and she took a flower and she offered chandan to Krishna's forehead and arms. And for Balaram also she offered. Although she was a servant of Kamsa, if Kamsa comes to know that the chandan supposed to come to him was given to Krishna Balaram, he may even kill her. There was even a life risk for her. But she didn't care. She wanted to serve the lords, Krishna Balaram, who is appearing as Jagannath Baladev. So when she served the lords like that, immediately Krishna thought, she has served me lovingly. Now I should reciprocate in some way. So what can I do, he thought. Then he thought, she is a hunchbacked lady, old lady, ugly looking lady. So Krishna kept his foot on her foot and caught hold of her cheeks and gave a shaking and jerked her and lifted her up like this. Instantly she became a young, beautiful looking girl called Kubja. So Kubja became a young girl. And earlier she was hunchback, old woman. Now she became a young girl. So Srila Prabhupada writes there how every living being in this world is like Kubja or Trivakra, who is carrying the sinful baggage on their back. So one looks very ugly when one is committing sinful activities. But by coming in touch with Krishna, she became like a young, beautiful girl. Similarly, all of us also, in our lives, when we come in touch with Krishna consciousness, we become free from sinful activities and we become beautiful. In America also, when Prabhupada went to preach to the hippies were all growing long beard and long hair and wearing stinking jackets and eating drugs, coming with their dogs and cats and girlfriends and everything. They all came like that. They were in a very bad situation in the beginning. But by chanting Hare Krishna and studying the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, what was the result? By becoming Krishna conscious, they became beautiful. Prabhupada said earlier they were looking like this, and now wearing the dhoti, kurta, tilak, chanting Hare Krishna, studying the shastras, they become perfect gentlemen. And Prabhupada said they appear as if they have descended from Vaikuntha, he said. And this transformation has come in them. How? By Krishna touch. So when we come in contact with Krishna and do some service for him with love, the result is we gain abundantly. We become happy now and happy forever. In this way, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj says one beautiful verse. Naivatmana praburayam nijalabhapurno manam janada vidushak karuno vrinite yadyajjano bhagavate vidadhita manam tachatmane pratimukhasya yathamukashri. Oh, my dear Lord Krishna, he says that if somebody stands in front of a mirror and puts a kundal in the ears, then the reflection also gets kundal. They put a bindi on their forehead, the reflection also gets bindi. Correct, no? So by beautifying the person, the reflection gets beautified. Similarly, he says, my dear Lord Krishna, you are the owner of this universe. You are the source of everything in this universe. What is the thing in this world which we can pick up and offer you? It's like taking Ganga water and offering it back to you. We don't own anything. Everything belongs to you. But still you are so kind. that we are taking and offering something to you out of love and you are receiving it from us. So the meaning of this example is that if somebody beautifies God, then they also become beautiful. Because we are all jivas, like part and parcels of God, like reflections, and God is the original person. So by beautifying Him, we become beautiful. By pleasing Him, we become pleased. By satisfying Him, we become satisfied. That's the meaning. Now you may say, how is it, sir, that I give Him food and I become satisfied? I beautify Him, serve Him, how can I become satisfied? See, it can be easily understood with an example. Imagine you own a bata shop in your town, and if the Prime Minister of India passes through the lane with thousands of people following him on either side, if suddenly his shoe gets broken, he's looking for a shoe. Naturally, he will look at your shop board and he may come to your shop with 2 dozen people along with him. So will you not give him a nice shoe? Probably you will give the costliest of the shoes to him. And after he puts the shoe and if it fits well, he may have a smile on the face, he may say thank you to you. Are you going to charge him? This shoe is 6,999.99. Are you going to charge him like that? You won't, because he is a Prime Minister of India. Even while giving him the shoe packet to him or asking him to put the shoe, you are likely to tell your assistant to click a photo. Because you are giving it to the PM of India, Prime Minister of India, not an ordinary thing. And after he goes away, probably you will make a magnified photo of Prime Minister receiving the shoe from you, and you will display it on your shop so that anybody passes through your shop, they will see this is a shop where Prime Minister came and he was gifted a shoe. So who gains? You gain or Prime Minister gains? So by giving Prime Minister a free shoe, you know, you will get more customers in your shop because your shop becomes popular. Similarly, by giving Krishna, we gain more because He has nothing to gain from us because we are like His children. We have taken everything from Him only. Imagine, you have a father and mother, they have a small baby who is crawling on the ground, he is eating his food. And father and mother sometimes extend the arms and ask, beta, give us also a little. So the child may look at them and pick up little rice and he may give them, mama, take this, papa, you take this. And they feel very satisfied and happy. That is our situation also. We are like small children. Papa only has given him food. From that food only he picks up and he gives him. Like that we are giving, taking from God's creation, we are giving back to God. But when we combine our gift with our love and sincere devotion, that touches the heart of the Supreme Lord. Because Krishna is called as Bhavagrahi Janardana. With bhavana, with devotion and prayerful mood and love, we offer Him something, then Krishna's heart becomes touched. Just like Sudama Brahmana offered that chipped rice. Vidura's wife offered some banana peel. Anybody offers anything to Krishna with love, Krishna receives it, accepts it. In this way, Lord gives a very easy way by which we can please Him. So we are chanting Hare Krishna, seeing our chanting, Lord is pleased. We are dancing for Him, He is pleased by that. We abide by His laws given in the scriptures, He is pleased by that. And if you continue this lifestyle throughout your life, Krishna says, Teshamaham samudharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya aveshita chetasam. I will personally come to take my devotee back home, back to Godhead. Krishna says that. For those who have sincerely performed devotion service throughout their life. So, we are already getting wonderful wisdom and guidance on how to lead our life in devotion to Krishna. And you just stick to this pure lifestyle of Krishna conscious devotion, then in this very life, we can go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you.